Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, Downing Street says police are operationally independent when it comes to the information they choose to release about a suspect. Officers confirmed they'd arrested a 53-year-old British man from Liverpool after a car was driven into crowds at a victory parade in the city yesterday. Dozens of people were injured, including four children. The Prime Minister was asked earlier about the police statement.
Well, that is a matter for the police, and the investigation is ongoing, so I think we need to leave that to them. I think today is a day, really, for thinking about all those impacted by this and being absolutely clear that we stand with them.
A man's been charged with the attempted murder of a police officer in a crash in Buckinghamshire. Christopher Miller suffered life-threatening injuries last week. The leader of Reform UK says his party would scrap the two-child benefit cap if they won power the next election. Nigel Farage also wants to introduce a tax break for married couples. The government is pressing ahead with plans to scrap funding for postgraduate apprenticeships. From January, only 16 to 21-year-olds will qualify for funding for Level 7 programmes. That's considered equivalent to a master's degree. The CEO of the Association of Apprenticeships, Emily Rock, says the plans could actually be counterproductive.
Employers consistently tell us they want all-age, all-level apprenticeship programmes that allow them to upskill existing staff, not just new talent. So they want to be able to use them for everybody, you know, any age or stage of their career that makes sense for them and their business.
Famed Sherpa guide Kami Rita has reached the summit of Mount Everest for the 31st time, breaking his own record for the most climbs to the top of the world's highest mountain. The 55-year-old first climbed Everest in 1994. His father was among the first Sherpa mountain guides in the 1950s. His wife has been trying to persuade him to get a new job for the last 30 years. And the weather, rain in England and Wales, and then later in Northern Ireland, sunshine and showers in Scotland, and a high of 17. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And there's a little bit of jazz, courtesy of Gershwin, and right now, from Shostakovich to look forward to. This is part of Jazz Suite number 2.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The birds captured in music beautifully by Ottorino Respighi. We heard the prelude, I Solisti Veneti, the ensemble under Claudio Scimoni. And before it, Shostakovich, the Jazz Suite number 2, one of the waltzes from it, Riccardo Chailly, together with the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. Classic FM, nice to have you here this afternoon, just after 9 minutes past two. I mentioned a couple of jazz pieces with classical in there, of course. After Shostakovich, we have Gershwin up next, played by a brilliant pianist I had the joy and privilege of interviewing a few years back, a wandering minstrel, Jean-Yves Thibaudet, who plays in so many cities around the world. And I remember asking him if he ever got used to it. And he said, it's kind of very exciting at the same time. It can be a little tiring because I travel so much and there is the jet lag and everything. And he doesn't really get a chance to see, to have a look around every city that he visits, because he says, unfortunately, being a pianist, you don't really get to stay very long anywhere. You arrive the day before, have one rehearsal, play that night, and then you leave. He's with us this afternoon. Jean-Yves Thibaudet brings his special magic to Rhapsody in Blue.
Thank you.
one of my absolute favourite versions of George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, and it was played by Jean-Yves Thiboudet, a lifelong Gershwin fan himself, and conducting the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra was Marin Alsop on Classic FM. George Gershwin once said, upper berth, lower berth. That's the difference between talent and genius.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
performing Chopin's Mazurka in B-flat was Joanna McGregor. And from Offenbach, from his opera The Tales of Hoffmann, basically all about him. Lots of stories all about Offenbach. We heard the Baccarole, that traditional Venetian gondolier tune. Karine Deschai and Patricia Petitbon singing together with the Lyon Opera Orchestra and Choir. Looking after everyone was the conductor, Yves Abel. Just after 2:30 on Classic FM. If you missed Jonathan Ross on Classic FM at the movies over the bank holiday weekend talking to Simon Pegg, you can catch up right now on Global Player. Turns out Simon Pegg, who's obviously in the new Mission Impossible film, The Final Reckoning, is that he is a massive fan of movie music and particularly of John Williams. And he told Jonathan, he says he's so good at themes. Like, he'll create a theme for every character and then the score becomes a kind of patchwork of all those themes. A bit like Harry's Wondrous World from Harry Potter. Harry's Wondrous World from Harry Potter, John Williams music performed by the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor James Fitzpatrick. And as you and me know, Harry Potter loved nothing more than a bit of studying.
If you're revising at the moment, we've got the perfect soundtrack to help you concentrate. Classic FM Calm. Soothe nerves and improve focus with the most peaceful classical music. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
But Parry, part of the composer's English suite, the City of London Sinfonia, here on Classic FM with Richard Hickox.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Chance for the oboe to shine with Johann Sebastian Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 2, part of which performed by Albrecht Meyer, together with the Berlin Baroque soloists, and Mendelssohn's finale to his violin concerto, great performance by Jennifer Pike, and the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Edward Gardner. 9 minutes to three on Classic FM, with a trip to enjoy Aranjuez. Thank you. guitarist Miloš Karadaglić with the London Philharmonic Orchestra and Yannick Nezet-Sagan on duty to conduct the third movement of Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez. Classic FM and your Hall of Fame treble will follow the news and weather.
Classic FM.
Those who are curious feel an urge to travel, to explore the world. At Viking, we create voyages for the thinking person because travel enriches the mind and connects cultures in meaningful ways. With small, modern, all-veranda ocean ships that were designed to bring you closer to the destination, discover the world's iconic cities and quaint villages. Exploring the world in comfort. Learn more at Viking.com.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Based on the best-selling book by Rainer Wynn.
What is it, 500 miles?
Or like 600.
Don't miss an inspiring true story of love and resilience.
We lost our home, our livelihood.
Starring Gillian Anderson and Jason Isaacs.
Walking gives us time to think.
It's a beautiful, life-affirming film.
When you told me that you loved me, no one had ever said that to me before. I think you're beautiful.
The Salt Path.
This is freedom.
In cinemas May 30th.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My claim group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My claim group is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
No one can fault you for trying.
All right, Neville.
Yeah. But cooking
isn't for everyone. So, your dinner party has no dinner, but at least your table setting is immaculate. The candles, gorgeous. Softly scalloped champagne flutes, delightful. That pie might be burnt, but that speckled serving plate is straight up fire.
Don't worry, we can eat around it.
A blaze of glory. Whatever happens, style it out. F&F.
It's in their walk. It's in their bark. It's in their purr. It's ProPlan pet food, the high-quality nutrition behind every moment. ProPlan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets, with leading-edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
It's time to sparkle and save with Barbie at Smith's Toy Superstores. Save £5 when you spend £30 on all Barbie toys, in-store and online. From the dreamy Barbie Malibu house to the new Barbie Party Unboxed and the stylish Barbie Fashionistas, there's something for every imagination. But hurry, this fabulous offer ends May 29th. That's save £5 when you spend £30 on all Barbie toys now at...
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk says he's praying for those hurt after a car was driven into crowds during the club's trophy parade. A 53-year-old man has been arrested after dozens of people, including children, were injured. Police are not treating it as terrorism. Former Detective Chief Inspector at the Metropolitan Police, Chris Phillips, says it would have been difficult to keep the route secure.
This was a huge area that was undertaken to try to keep vehicles out of, and huge numbers of people. And we do have to also understand that it is impossible to have 100% security.
The King, who is in Canada, says he and the Queen are deeply shocked and saddened to hear what had happened. A van driver who caused the death of a three-year-old girl in Manchester after taking at least 20 lines of cocaine has been jailed for 12 years. 36-year-old Raul Raymond killed Luisa Parmisano by dangerous driving when he hit a tram in February. Political activist Tommy Robinson has been released from prison early following a successful High Court appeal. Last week, the 42-year-old had his 18-month sentence for contempt of court cut short by 4 months. Health Secretary Wes Streeting has urged doctors to vote against taking industrial action. Resident, previously known as junior doctors, have started to receive ballots to decide on possible strikes. Dr. Chris Morris from the BMA has told us the current pay offer doesn't go far enough.
Last year, when we agreed the pay deal, we were very clear that the pay deal was the first step towards pay restoration. And unless there was sort of significant progress, ongoing progress towards pay restoration this year, we wouldn't be able to avoid a further ballot.